From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Egypt, despite bloody clashes with security forces that have left dozens dead, Muslim Brotherhood supporters are standing their ground. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson tells us, the interim government appears determined to clear the streets.
The Interior Minister, Mohamed Ibrahim, today reiterated his determination to make public or to restore public safety and to clear those streets. And then there were some other measures or steps that were taken both by the Interior Ministry and by the interim president today that suggest that they, in fact, will be cracking down and arresting these people.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo. Israel has announced plans to release more than 100 Palestinian prisoners in an effort to help restart peace talks. Linda Gradstein has more.
These prisoners are long-term detainees convicted of killing Israelis. Most of them were detained before the 1993 Oslo Accords, an agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. The release of prisoners includes 13 Arab citizens of Israel. It's meant to pave the way for the resumption of Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Secretary of State John Kerry has been pushing hard for these talks. Senior Israeli and Palestinian officials are expected to meet as early as this week in Washington. These meetings are intended to lay the groundwork for more formal negotiations, which Israeli officials say would likely last about 9 months. There are still significant differences between the Israeli and Palestinian sides. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Pope Francis has concluded his final Mass in Rio de Janeiro. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports the faithful say they have been energized.
After the long vigil on Copacabana Beach overnight and the final Mass, young people celebrating World Youth Day dashed into the sea to wash away the grime. At times, the week's events have seemed more like a party than a religious festival, and much of that is due to Pope Francis, say pilgrims who have come here.
I find him really exciting.
That's Angelica Leiva, who is 16 and from California. His final message to young Catholics was to go and spread the word and bring people back to the church. He also told his bishops to get out of their offices and connect with people on their terms. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says Congress should get its work done and not expect the president to broker a debt limit deal. Lew spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Congress needs to do its work. It has to stop looking for what's the last possible moment. No one can predict with absolute accuracy, and they can't take the risk of making a mistake. They should get back after they take their time off in August, and they should finish their work and get it done so that there's no uncertainty about America's ability to pay its bills.
This is NPR. Federal Reserve policymakers are considering doing less to stimulate the economy, but Steve Beckner of Market News International says the International Monetary Fund has different ideas.
Chairman Ben Bernanke has said the Fed could scale back its $85 billion monthly bond purchases, better known as quantitative easing, later this year. That's assuming the economy grows fast enough to improve the job market. But the IMF has a less optimistic forecast for economic growth than the Fed. So it says the Fed would be unwise to reduce its purchases of Treasury and mortgage-backed securities, which are designed to hold down long-term interest rates, till next year. The IMF sees the economy gaining ground thanks to the housing recovery and higher stock prices, but doubts unemployment will come down as fast as the Fed projects. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Russia has announced its unmanned cargo ship has docked successfully with the International Space Station. The ship has delivered about 2.4 metric tons of supplies, including fuel, food, water, and scientific equipment. Moviegoers have voted for the superhero. Wolverine, starring Hugh Jackman, debuted in first place at the box office this weekend with a take of about $55 million.
It's an honor to meet the Wolverine.
That's not who I am anymore.
Last weekend's top movie, Warner Brothers' low-budget horror, The Conjuring, slipped to second place. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington. Support.